We now return to The Mortgage Show, a paid program sponsored by Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional.
And you're back with The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. Her direct line number 802-3983, 802-3983. If your weekend is spent looking at open houses, you're not quite sure what you can afford, it's the best idea we can offer on The Mortgage Show, and that is pre-approval on financing. When you go to make an offer on a home, your dream home, and you've put in the subjects, and one of them is subject to financing, you are falling to the bottom of the list in terms of what that seller is going to look at. They don't want someone who's making an offer on a house and then has to scurry around and see if they can afford it. No, it puts you at the top of the list if your financing has already been approved. So if you're poking around for your new dream home and you want to know what you can afford, maybe it's time to give Angela a buzz and she can help run some figures by you, and then you can go in satisfied, comfortable, less anxious when you're looking for your dream home. 802-3983, 802-3983, her direct line number. That is probably one of the biggest misconceptions of people who are dealing with mortgages for the first time, Angela, and that is the difference between being authorized, pre-authorized, and pre-approved.
Certainly. A pre-approval is when you've done a complete mortgage application and an accredited mortgage professional has verified your credit, your income, and your down payment, if applicable. I mean, these days you don't need a down payment. But we look into every aspect, and you know your limits in respect to how much you can spend. So there's absolutely no surprise when you're out there shopping, and you can go in there with a very strong offer. I had a client, actually. He was a counselor in a hospital, and he called me in a panic after being referred by his realtor. He thought that his bank had pre-approved him, and in fact, they had not pre-approved him. They had just had a chat, and he thought that he was absolutely good to go. Well, also, they had not advised him of the process, so being a first-timer, he was kind of out there, just kind of going with the flow. And by the time that I had gotten the phone call, he had removed his subjects, and he had given notice where he had lived, that at the end of the month, he was out because he had also done a quick close on his property. So when he found this out, he was hooped. He had nowhere to live in a couple of days. He had already put his deposit down, so he was going to lose his deposit and potentially have further lawsuits. And so when I talked to this gentleman, within a couple of minutes, I saw, you know, potentially where the other lender failed to look at all the details of the situation, and immediately got it approved. And this gentleman was so excited on the phone. I mean, he thought he was absolutely going to be crushed. So he was jumping up and down, and being a counselor at a hospital, his coworkers were bugging him. They're like, hey, so what institution are you in again? Like, yeah. What department are you from? And yeah, so I was so happy to be able to get rid of all that stress for him. I just wish he had seen me first.
Yeah, well, next time he'll know, and certainly anybody he refers you to, you know, that's a good piece of advice, is seek out some professional help before you...
Professional. Accredited mortgage professional.
Yeah, accredited mortgage professional, heavy on the word professional. Angela Calla with Dominion Lending Centers, each and every week here on The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. The whole face of the mortgage industry has changed. Rely very little on information you hear from the United States with the subprime mortgage crisis. There is no such thing in this particular country. Not when Angela has about 90 lenders she works at. The subprime crisis, lenders in the United States have really put the squeeze on people attempting to borrow money because they made too many bad loans. That's not the question here. It's an entirely different ball game here. 90 different lenders. Angela will deal with on a daily basis, more than 300 mortgages and more on the way, different types of mortgages, one to suit your absolute need. And she'll shop it around for you. You don't have to do anything, not one single thing, except make a call to her, and she'll do all the legwork, and there's no charge for the service. The institution at which your mortgage is finally placed, that institution is happy to pay for Angela's legwork. 802-3983 is her direct line number. You can give her a call right now. Leave a message if she's not available, and she won't be because she's on the air with me right now. But as soon as we're finished the radio program, she'll be happy to look at your situation, especially if you have a current mortgage and you're not quite sure if it's the best thing to be doing with interest rates. Who knows where they're going to go, which brings up that other oft-asked question. Variable or fixed?
Good point, Manny. That is a question that oftentimes several people don't know where to go. And it's all about asking the right questions and understanding a client's income. There's a very different mortgage that you would put somebody in who's very limited, very tight, but also it depends on the availability of the extra money as well. You can put somebody in a variable rate mortgage, but in fact, if they're paying it like it's a fixed rate, they are miles ahead of everybody else. And what's extremely important with the variable rate mortgage is when you go to your own institution, they've got one or two variable rate products. And when the deal's on the table, everything is nice and pretty and it's rosy. However, it's the back end fine print details of what your options are when you're going to go into a fixed rate mortgage. Those are the most important things. And several calls I've had into my office, someone has put them in some variable rate mortgage. It's all flash and dash, looks all good, sounds good at the time. And then this young couple called me and said, Angela, my payments have increased about $400, and I don't know what to do. And I felt so sorry for this young couple because they had no idea what they were getting into, and they just had bad advice. So it's important to work with a professional that completely understands all facets. And as a mortgage broker, we know all the details of every single variable rate mortgage that's out there. And we make sure we only put you in the best one that makes sense for you.
Yeah, and there's no better incentive for you to make sure that a person is happy with how their financial situation is unfolding vis-a-vis their mortgage, because obviously you like that referral business as well. And you like them to come back every 6 months and say, hey, let's have a quick review and maybe you can do even better for me this time around. Have you had multiple visits from the same client with the same mortgage every 6 months?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They always, you know, it's nice to hear from them every 6 months, see how they're doing, you know, and see how things are going along. And, I mean, products change all the time. So let's just keep it on the forefront and make sure that we have the best thing for you.
802-3983, Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. Angela Calla, 802-3983 is her direct line telephone number. She's happy to help you out regardless of your situation. Maybe you're a credit challenged. Maybe you've had a blip in the past and figure, I can't get into the market. Nobody will lend me any money. There is 100% financing now available with one of the 300 products or different mortgages that Angela handles. And so there is a mortgage for virtually everyone today. If you're self-employed, maybe you think you can't qualify for a mortgage. happy to advise you. You will qualify for a mortgage. It just kind of depends on which one is right for you, and Angela will point you in the right direction. There is no charge for her service. 802-3983. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. We've heard of the 40-year amortization, Angela. Wells Fargo, that lender in the United States, I think now offering a 50-year mortgage. I think that's the longest one. Have you heard of anything longer than 50 years?
No, 50 years. And that was even brought up in the Brokery Advisory Council. And Canadian mortgages are so different than mortgages in the U.S. And the biggest difference is between a 25-year and a 40-year amortization. The actual difference between a 40 and a 50, we just don't see a need for it in Canada. Again, referring to that earlier segment, I mean, 89% of the people that do take a 40-year amortization are taking it for the flexibility and as a tool for their success, a tool to leverage their equity, a tool to allow, you know, the individual, if they might just have children, to, you know, not rush back to work right away or to have that balance so they can still have money in the bank. So I don't see that on the forefront at this time, but things change.
You know, if if they're trying to sell you at your institution a 40-year amortization, as Angela pointed out, the figures suggest that the majority of people who actually take out a 40-year amortization could have qualified for something a lot less. And you see that every day when people come in for a review.
Yes, and really it's all about that specific individual and what's going on in their life and what kind of tools they want in their toolbox so they can be, you know, self-sufficient. Everyone wants to be empowered and have the ability to make their own decisions.
Also a good idea, Angela, to review that mortgage because you've got some equity built up in a home and maybe you want to pay back some debts. Maybe you want to pay back mom and dad for some of the things they did. I mean, you see that every day as well.
All the time. I just had one of my favorite clients give me a call. They bought a beautiful home in North Vancouver. And their parents actually lent them a significant down payment so they could get started and get some of the renovations done that they wanted to do to the suite. And, you know, their property has appreciated 30% in the last 3 years. So it was easy for them to be able to give mom and dad a Christmas present back and give them the gift back and have them off title. So now they've got their money back and can reinvest it accordingly.
Well, you've got some great ideas when it comes to who should be on title on a mortgage, and you have some very specific thoughts on that. It's really critical, isn't it, when you have someone on title to make sure that, A, you're going to stay with that person long enough, but it can bring a whole host of things. For example, there are a lot of parents who are co-signing on mortgages for their children, and just remember that when you sign on that dotted line, you are responsible.
Absolutely. You know, it's important to look at all the components and understand the why and the how and what we're going to do later, you know. And so as long as everybody has a clear definition of why they're doing what they're doing, then that's the best way to move forward. So, you know, oftentimes I do consult and say, you know, are you aware of the fact that if you do co-sign, this is the responsibility.
How difficult is it to get a person off title? Let's say mom and dad have loaned you the money, and now in the case of this couple, you know, you can pay them back. You tap some of the equity and you've taken them back. Now you want them off title just so that everybody's free and clear. How difficult is that?
One word. Easy. Very easy. It's as simple as just going to, going to the lawyers and getting them off.
Yeah, it's more of a legal issue than a mortgage issue. But Angela will guide you through all of that. There's no charge for the service. 802-3983. Again, no fee for her service. That is one of the big myths about mortgage brokers, mortgage professionals, that they charge a fee. No, that's not the case at all. The institution at which your mortgage is finally placed will pay that fee. 802-3983. She is available now. 802-3983. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Kella, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. We'll be right back.